Welcome to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. My name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time mommy, full-time social worker. In this podcast, we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about how to deal with mommy guilt. We'll talk about various topics because let's be honest, being a mom is hard. So let's do it together. Welcome to the first episode of the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. This is our first ever episode. I'm so excited. I just wanted today to do like a kind of an introduction, talk about who I am, why I started this podcast, what we'll be talking about, and who this podcast is for and how often I plan on recording. So I'll just start off by telling you guys a little bit about myself. My name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a licensed social worker. I'm also a mom of an 11-month-old girl. And I work full-time as a social worker. So I'm mommy. I also work full-time. So that's a little bit about who I am. Why did I start this podcast? Really, I was just looking for something else to do. So another way to, you know, another way to use my skills, another way to, you know, I was looking for like, I'm hoping this turns into kind of like a side hustle, but I don't know if that's what's going to happen. I don't know if I'll get that much of a following, but that's the hope. It's just, I was looking for something else to do. I was, you know, I've been momming for 11 months, and I've also been working full time, but I just felt like something was missing. I felt like I needed to do something else. So I don't want to sound cliche or anything, but that's really why I wanted to start this podcast. I also wanted to start this podcast because momming is hard. No one really prepares you to be a mom. No one really can prepare you to be a mom. It's just something you learn as you go. And what I've learned is that without support, without, you know, people to turn to, without all of that stuff, I don't know how I would have been successful at being a mom or how I would have gotten through these last 11 months, because those things are so important. I really rely on the friends that I have. They've been my rocks, you know, through this entire 11 months. I honestly don't know what I would do. And I do, you know, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups on Facebook, you know, mom groups. And there are moms out there that just don't have an outlet. Like, they don't have friends, or, you know, their significant other was relocated, so they haven't had an opportunity to make friends. But mom friends are so important, and having an outlet and somewhere else to turn is just so important as a mom. Like I said, I don't know where I would have been without the friends, without family, without anybody, if I didn't have that support. You know, being a mom is not easy. You need a lot of support. So that's really what my goal is with this podcast, is turning it into something where, you know, moms can turn to if they need advice, or if they just need to talk, or, you know, this podcast is going to be light and funny and not serious at all. It's really just, you know, it's just talking about the reality of what it's like to be a mom. So I'm going to be using my experience as I go about my mom life. You know, we're not perfect, and we all make mistakes, and it's like I said, we learn as we go. So, you know, what a better way to, you know, to let you guys in on that, and hopefully what I'm going through will help somebody else's experience, or, you know, or it would just be a, you know, a fun, easy listen for you. That's really whatever you want it to be is the goal of this podcast. But, you know, I'm really targeting moms, new moms, you know, but if there are dads out there that want to listen, if they are, you know, if they are mom and dad, you know, if you know, this is for you too. But I have a bunch of things that I've planned that I really want to talk to you guys about, you know, in regards to motherhood, in regards to life, in regards, you know, since I am working full time, how do we balance that? All kinds of things, health, fitness, And then anything else you guys really want to hear about, I'm open to any suggestions. My plan is to do weekly podcasts with different topics each time. I'm hoping I can keep that goal. My mom's out there. No, it's hard to keep any kind of goal or any, but I'm trying to stay committed. This is something I really want to do. I'm really motivated at this point to continue to find something. I really wanted something else to do. I really wanted another, you know, I've been working at the same job for 6 years. I just need something different. And I thought, what a great way to mix things up by trying to do this podcast thing that everybody's, you know, really into. So I hope this is helpful for you guys. If there's anything you want to know, please feel free to reach out. I'll share a funny story today about hashtag mom life. So my daughter, she developed a bump on her foot. So first time mom syndrome over here. I thought it was a bug bite. It looked like a mosquito bite. But she was at her babysitter yesterday and the babysitter was like, oh, it turned into something else. You know, it's hard. It, you know, it's bubbly. And I was like, oh no, what could that be? So I called the doctor freaking out, like, what is this? Why does she have a bump? And you're thinking the worst of anything that it could possibly be. You're Googling, what is it? I'm talking to coworkers. I'm like, what do you think this is? And they're like, oh, it's ringworm. Oh, it could be this. Oh, it's poison ivy. I'm like, but how in the world would she get any of this? So funny story. So I was like, all right, I called out of work today and I was like, I'm going to take her to the doctor. So I first thing this morning, we roll up into the doctor. It's at 8:30 in the morning. And the doctor comes in and looks at her foot and goes, oh, it's just a bug bite. So, you know, I was like, really? After all of that, it's just a bug bite. I knew it was just a bug bite. And sometimes as moms, we just need to go with our instincts. But I am glad that I did take her just to ease my anxiety about it, because you, like I said, you really don't know what it is like to be, you know, you're freaking out about everything. Everything is, you know, why is this? Why, you know, and you always have to go, the doctor is really the only person that could really tell you something medically if there was something wrong or if you had a concern. So I don't regret my decision, but I just thought it was like a hashtag mom life moment. Where, you know, you know, you're thinking the worst and it's, you know, and it's not. So I feel like that kind of like sums up why I wanted to do this podcast, you know, share stories like that, share funny experiences. I literally had everybody concerned about this bump on her foot and it would turn out to be nothing, which I'm so thankful about. But, you know, this is why I feel like this podcast is so important, because, you know, if you don't have, you know, a community of people to turn to, you know, this would, you know, hearing this story, maybe you were in the same situation, you know, it would be good for you to hear a story like that. Or, you know, if you had a story to share, you know, absolutely, this would be the place for it. I really just wanted this to be a forum for moms, to be open to, you know, to talk about anything. This no holds bar over here. So I want to say thank you for tuning in, and I hope you tune in to the next episode next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the hashtag Mom Life podcast. Make sure you also follow me at hashtag momlife.podcast on Instagram. That's hashtag spelt out momlife.podcast. Also, please, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and a rating so I know how I'm doing. All right, thanks, guys. See you next time.